弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴我们再一次回到主的殿中来敬拜神。
We're very happy that we can come back to God's temple to worship him.
Yeah, 经过几个星期我们在晚上的聚会我们再一次的相聚。
And so after a few weeks that we are on the Zoom, then we can meet in person again.
那大家这个周报上呢里面有一个夹页哈。
And so there's an insert in your bulletin.
那这个夹页呢是我们上次已经放过的关于我们门徒训练的这四套的教材的目录哈。
And it has to do with our disciple training, the program that we have. There's four different types of lessons.
那么我们今天呢特别把这四套材料呢放在后面的桌子上面了。
And so we have put all this material in the back table, all the way back with the offering box.
那么如果有兴趣你可以去翻一翻里面的内容。
And so if you're interested in looking at the content.
但是暂时先不要拿这些材料，这些材料是教会用来只是目前展示给大家看的。
And those are the just on display only, do not take it with you.
那么如果你有兴趣的话呢，可以跟马若曦姐妹讲。
And if you're interested in disciple training program, please contact Rachel.
那么我们会逐步的来安排来推动我们教会门徒训练的工作。
We will arrange and maybe do some match up and to continue to encourage people participate in this program.
那么我想大家在上个星期大概也该听说了在南加州的这个台福教会所发生的枪击事件。
And so probably many of you have heard that shooting happened in a Taiwanese church in Southern California.
那么你看现在来到教会有很多危险。
And so you know, come to church, there's pose some dangers.
不但有病毒啊，还有枪击的事件。
And besides the COVID, there's also shooting.
但是我想我们的神是超过这一切的。
I know our God is above all.
那么我们特别为这位遇难的郑医师来祷告。
We are particular to pray for this Dr. Chan.
也特别为这个台福教会的弟兄姐妹来求神保守他们。
And pray for the brothers and sisters in the Taiwanese church that God will continue to protect them.
所以我们在开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's have a short prayer for them.
天父上帝，我们来到你的宝座面前。
And dear heavenly brother, let's come before you.
我们特别纪念到尔湾台福教会他们上周日所经历的这个惊人的事件。
And so that's the huge shooting event happening in the Taiwanese church in Irvine.
我们恳求主你保守这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
Continue to be with the brother and sister of the church.
当他们来经历这个事件的时候会有很多的伤痛。
And when they go through this event, there's a lot of hurt.
很多的惊慌。
And there's maybe scare moment.
那么真是求主你的灵亲自的安慰他们。
And your spirit will continue to comfort them.
求主你的灵亲自的坚固他们。
And continue to strengthen them.
我们也特别为在这次枪击事件中丧生的郑医师我们交托在你的手中。
We continue to pray for Dr. Chan who died in this event.
求主你保守他的灵魂。
And to be with his, to take care of his spirit.
那么也求主你特别安慰他的家人
，and especially to comfort his family，
为他的母亲，为他的妻子，为他的一双儿女，我们都交托在你的手中。
Pray for his mother, his wife, and two young children。
我们在这个时候特别求主，你能够亲自的来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
And a useless opportunity to encourage brothers and sisters.
让我们知道我们在耶稣基督里便毫无惧怕。
In Christ we have no fear.
我们也为这个凶手来祷告。
We continue to pray for this shooter.
我们希望他有悔改的心。
And hope that he will repent.
我们希望他可以认识到他所犯的罪行。
And really realize what he has committed.
我们求主你怜悯他。
And to be have mercy on him.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，那我们今天来继续学习彼得后书。
And let's continue to study the Second Peter.
那么我们上次看了彼得后书的第一章，哈。
And let's we have the chapter one of the Second Peter.
那我们进入第二章的时候，就是彼得要讲的一些中心的内容。
And so when we enter the chapter two, there's a theme there.
因为彼得要提醒 提醒教会的弟兄姐妹要防范异端。
And to remind brothers and sisters that we need to really watch out for the heresies.
我想大家都听说过这个一个童话故事叫小红帽的故事。
And you all probably heard the fairy tale story about the story of a little red riding hood.
那么这个有一个小女孩呢，她就是经常喜欢穿一个这个斗篷是有小红帽的。
And she liked to wear this hood is in red.
所以村里的人都管她叫小红帽。
And so people call her the Red Riding Hood.
她非常可爱。
She's very cute.
有一天她跟妈妈说她要去看望外婆。
And one day she told her mom she's going to visit grandma.
于是呢，她就带上一点吃的。就告别了母亲，去森林的另外一边去看望外婆。
So she took some food with her and to go to the other side of forest to visit her grandma.
没想到路上她遇到大灰狼哈。
And so then she met this big wolf.
她呢也没有警惕，就把她要去哪里、要干什么事情都告诉她了。
Without any defense, that she told the big wolf that where she's going to go, what she's going to do.
当然了，这大灰狼呢，就抢在他的前面，怎么样？先到了他的外婆家，把这个外婆给吞吃了。
But the big wolf went to the grandma's house and swallowed her.
所以，当这小红帽到了外婆家之后，接待他的是这个狼外婆。
And so the person who actually welcomed her was actually the big wolf.
他扮成外婆的样子坐在床上。啊，在跟那个小红帽在讲话。
And the wolf pretend to be the grandma, dressed like a grandma.
他就伺机要把这个外婆吞吃下去。
And see the opportunity to eat the big riding hood.
他说没有想到呢，这个当时正好有个猎人赶到了，终于把这大灰狼给制服了。
So there was a hunter happening in that place and killed a big wolf.
所以这个小红帽的故事是流传非常广泛、啊。
This is a very popular fairy tale.
因为呢，它是目的是教育小孩子说，你不可以轻信陌生人的话。
And the purpose is to teach young children do not listen everybody's words.
坏人呢，常常利用人们的善良来达到一些不可告人的目的。
And the bad guys very often to take advantage of people's kindness to achieve their ulterior motives.
其实这个故事不但适用于小孩子。
And not only this is to use for the young children.
也是适用于我们成人的。
We can apply to adults as well.
只不过我们成人有的时候就不像小孩子那么听话而已。
And very often the adults do not listen like children.
我们觉得我们已经都懂了，你不需要再告诉我。
We think we know everything, you don't need to tell us.
实际上这个世界上有很多欺骗的事情。
And there's a lot of things that deceiving the world.
有人骗财的，是不是？
And people try to get the money.
所以有人就天天打电话给你，这那个都是为什么要想办法把你的钱骗到他那里去的。
Well, very often you get receive those scam then because they want your money.
这个世界有人骗色的。
And also deceive sex.
那么还有人是来欺骗信仰。
And also deceive for your faith.
是要把我们从真道上，从耶稣基督的盼望上来夺走的。
And they will take away from our focus on Jesus.
那么我们这里离洛杉矶很近嘛，哈。
We're very close to Southern California, Los Angeles.
你知道这南加跟北加呀完全不一样。
And Northern California is very different than Southern California.
那么北南加呢是这个属灵的气氛很浓厚的。
And the,South California has a very their spiritual atmosphere.
很多大型的教会。
And there's a lot of mega churches.
但是同时啊，也是各种这种异端邪说滋生的一个温床。
Also, it's a breeding ground for various heresies.
可以说，这世界上有什么，他第一个要来传道，他就到洛杉矶这边。
And so, if the whatever exists in the world, that their first place they want to go is Los Angeles.
所以新兴的一些组织跟古老的一些宗教应有尽有。
And so there's a various new organization coexist with the other religions.
所以好奇心会驱使一些人呢去参加这种各种各样的活动。
So the curiosity will trigger other people to attend some of those the activities.
那么结果就会使这些人误入歧途。
And so they will be swayed.
那我在东岸住的时候，其中就有一个姐妹，她就喜欢参加各种这种类的聚会。
And when I was still over East Coast, I know one sister loved to attend those kind of activities.
那她去那种灵恩的聚会啊，然后她有一次去了之后啊，人家祷告啊，什么她倒地啊，我怎样的，她就被邪灵所附。
And then she went to a particular some kind of charismatic events. Then they slander, and she fell on the ground and was possessed by evil spirit.
所以回来之后就要花很多的力气来赶鬼啊，什么就折腾好久，她才慢慢的恢复正常一点。
So after many attempts try to get rid of the evil spirit, then she finally regained normalcy.
不过也很奇怪，过了几年之后，有了这种类似聚会，他还去。
And then after a few years, she continued to go to some of those events.
结果他又被鬼附。
And she was possessed by evil spirit again.
所以这些属灵的征战事情，这确确实实是发生在我们的生活当中。
And those spiritual battles does exist in our lives.
所以彼得在这个彼得后书对我们的提醒啊，不是个过时的，而是切切实实的。
And so the Peter reminder of us is not something is already old fashioned, it's still practical.
好，我们现在就来看彼得后书的这段经文。
And so let's stop reading this passage first.
我们来看看彼得给我们哪些的提醒。
And what kind of reminder that he's teaching us?
如果你有圣经的话，请打开彼得后书第二章一到十节。
So open your Bible, turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 to 10.
那么我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
彼得后书第二章，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅，私自引进陷害人的异端，连卖他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
But there are also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bring swift destruction on themselves.
将来许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Many will follow their shameful way and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不延迟，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。
In their greed, this teacher will explore you with a story they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping.
就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment.
神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚。
If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on his ungodly people, but protect Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others.
又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将两城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。
If he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to be happened to the ungodly.
只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。
And he rescued Lot, the righteous man.
因为那义人住在他们当中，看见听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
Lot was distressed by the filthy life of a lawless man, and God, the righteous man living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑房之下，等候审判的日子。
If this is so, the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trial and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment.Why continue their punishment?
那些随肉身纵污秽的情欲轻慢主治的人的更是如此。
And so this is special true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the sinful nature.
那这段经文呢，我们可以看成三个部分哈。
And so this passage we can divide to three parts.
那首先呢，从第一节到第三节，彼得上来就讲了这些假教师的下场是什么。
And so from verse 1 to 3, to talk about the end result of those false teachers.
那接下来呢，从四节到八节，彼得是举了三个例子。
And so then Peter then cited three examples.
都是圣经里的例子
，and it's all come from Bibles.
是讲到这些，这个传，这个神对这些恶人的刑罚
，and will be the punishment of those false teachers.
那最后呢，也是彼得对这些亵慢人的啊、提到了神将来必会对所有亵慢人的审判
，and so the Peter reiterate that the punishment will come to those people.
所以你看这些。假教师将来上帝是必然要审判他们。
And we know that God will judgment will finally come to those false teachers.
所以彼得针对这个潜在的异端的威胁啊。
And so the addressing the potential threat of a heresy.
是提醒信徒说你要警醒有这些错误的教导存在。
And so the Peter remind believers we need to be discern the false teaching and be alert.
不但以前有过。
And though that happened in the past,
所以第一节讲到以前有，但是将来也必然会有。
And then the verse 1 to 3 later talk about it will happen again.
所以第一节到第三节，彼得用了五个将来时态。
And so then from verse 1 to 3, use the future tense of will.
就预言说这些异端必然会出现。
And then will prophesy, will predict those things will happen again.
那么我们生活在这个时代，我们就知道。这个是确确实实发生在我们周围的事情。
So we know when we live in this world, we know this has been happening.
而且越是到了世界的末了呢
，And then when we to the end of the world,
那我们知道这些个异端学说越是兴旺。
And so those things are thrive more and more.
因为这个人呢，对正道听得厌烦了。
And because people are tired of the truth,
他需要什么东西有新鲜的。东西 要寻求一些刺激
，and the people like just a new thing is something more exciting.
所以这些传异端的那追随者甚多
，and so there's a lot of follower to those heresies.
就像彼得在第二节说，将还有许多的人会跟随他
，and so the verse 2 talk about many people follow.
所以彼得这里面讲到这异端有四个特征
，so the Peter talk about their characteristic of those heresies.
第一个就在第一节讲到这些人是私。引进的
and the first that is talk about is motivated by selfish purpose.
所以他们是有自私的目的
because they're selfish motivation.
而且第三节也讲到他们所传的东西哈，他们传的东西是捏造的
and the verse 3 talk about the content of it is fabricated.
那么第二个特征呢，就是说他们的所传讲的不是传统的东西
And so secondly, talk about what they preach was unorthodox.
不是正统的教导
It's not a formally teaching.
而且他们的是来引诱人来犯罪来败坏人的
And to lead other people to sin and to be corrupted.
所以跟圣经我们正统的教会说要让人为善是完全相反的
And totally opposite of what the Bible teaching that we need to do good.
那第四个就讲到有很多人会追随他们。
And the fourth talk about many people follow.
所以这个异端学说啊是鱼目混珠。
And so we know the heresies mislead you.
所以对这个正统教会的基督徒有很大的杀伤力。
And it has a great impact on the Orthodox Christian belief.
因为传异端的人几乎同样的一个手法，他们不是到这个社会上去拉人进他们的。教会
They have a similar pattern. They don't go to just regular places to bring people.
因为他们是去一般的教会，去把其他教会的人拉到他们那里。
Very often they will go to other churches to take those people out of that church.
所以啊，我们要知道这个异端的教导，它的错误在哪里。
So we need to know what is the false teaching.
那一般的来说，这些异端呢？主要是在两个方面出差的
，and there usually there's two way they deviate from the truth.
那一个方面呢，他们就是否认基督。
The first is deny Christ.
所以在这个第一节已经讲到说，他们是 要否认基督的。
And so the verse 1 talk about they deny Christ.
其次呢，他们是要篡改基督再来的这个说法。
And second, they change what the, Christ's second coming.
虽然历史上这个异端的多种多样哈。
And so even the heresy is, there's a, so many different heresies.
但是他们都有一个惊人相似的地方。
But there's one striking similarity.
那就首先把基督的位置先降低。
First of all, it's a degrade Christ.
甚至说他就是第二个基督。
Very often, some of the heresies say they claim they are the Christ.
然后就把基督给取代了。
And they replace Christ.
那么然后呢，他们就是在这个末世论上大做文章。
And second, they write a lot of things about eschatology.
所以这种话题也非常吸引人。
And those things are very attractive to people.
特别是因为圣经关于很多末世的预言呢，实际上不是讲得非常清楚。
And because the Bible prophecy sometimes is maybe vague.
于是呢，就给他们在那里面去讲很多这个做很多手脚的空间。
And so the heresy have an opportunity to use it.
所以很容易混淆视听的。
And very often mislead people.
所以啊，要我们要学会怎么样去分辨。
And so we have to learn how to discern.
其实对付这些异端呢，虽然这个每个异端的名字不一样，讲的东西也不一样。
And a very different verse maybe have a different name, and maybe they preach something differently.
其实对付他们的办法很简单，你不是去了解他们，你而是去要掌握真道。
And how to face them is that to know the truth.
你要知道真理在哪里。
And where's the truth?
所以基督教我们传了两千年，其实教会正统的教会哈，不论是天主教、东正教还是我们新教，对于基督教的信仰其实已经有一个大概的一个正统的范围了。
So the history of Christianity for 2,000 years, there's a normative orthodox belief model is already there.
Yeah, good translation, huh? 那么这样的话你就容易知道说他，你知道了真理，那一旦你听到说跟这个真理有偏差的，你一下就能分辨出来。
So you'll be able to discern what's the truth from, from heresy.
实际上你去听的话，其实那个异端讲啊，你发现很多都跟我们讲的差不多的。
And very often you just listen in the beginning, they sound very similar to what we talk about.
但是呢，他就是在那个关键的地方给你偏差了一点点。
But then the critical area actually is deviated.
那这种偏差一般有三种啊。
And there's a three types of deviation.
那如果在一个某一个教义上比较偏激一点的话。
And so if it's some of the teachings more extreme.
那就是一种信仰的极端。
And that's a called extremist.
那极端的话呢，它是比较忽视基督。
And so the extremists usually try to degrade Christ.
他会讲很多关于信仰的东西。
And we'll talk about a lot of things about our belief.
其实很多追求灵恩的是这样的，因为他讲很多圣灵的东西以后，发现他讲基督的东西就少了。
And the, for example, charismatic movement that very often they focus on the Holy Spirit and they talk about Christ less.
那么这种极端的话，如果他继续的往下发展下去。
And if we continue development of the, those extreme,extreme beliefs,
那就是异端了。
And become a cult.
异端呢，一般就是把基督的地位降低。
And so they lower Christ's position.
那么就开始啊，讲这个创教的这个人，他的对圣经的解释，他从他在神面前有特别的地位。
And they will emphasize the teaching of the founder and what they, what he interpreted theThe words.
那这就是异端了。
And those are the cults.
那如果这个异端呢继续在发展的话
，And if cult continue to develop,
那就叫邪教。
And so is the cult.
A cult, right?
Yeah.
Cult 就取邪教什么，就把基督给取代了。
They replace Christ.
哎，他就说那他就成了救世主了。
And the founder become the Christ.
所以这样的邪教呢，它不但是歪曲教义，而且对这个人身自由都有控制。
And beside that, they distort the doctrine. They also try to control personal freedom.
而且呢，这样的话就是对你的家庭生活、社交生活，它都要干预。
They want to interfere your family and your social life.
那以前呢，在这个德州的话。 Waco 这个地方有一个叫大卫教派的。
And so the, you know, in the Waco, Texas, there's a one is a called a Davidian
cult.
Cult.
Yeah. 那他这个创始人的话，其实就是刚才按照我们刚才讲的这样子，他就成了这个教派的教主了哈。
And so the just like what we said earlier, this person become the founder of that cult.
所以他把自己的名字改成叫 David Koresh 哈。
And so his name is David Koresh.
那他本来也不是叫 David。
And his name wasn't David before.
他呢也不是姓 Koresh。
And his last name is not Koresh.
他取得这个大卫的名字，他就说自己是大卫的子孙。
So he said he's the offspring of David.
就是圣经里所讲 ，Koresh 的话，那就是说啊，他就是这个神所预言的那个后裔哈。
And so that was the Bible said that prophesied he's the offspring of the David.
所以呀、啊，他就买了个地，因为德州你知道不像我们加州很多的空地哈。
And he bought a huge land in Texas.
于是呢，他们好多人是住在一起的，住在营地里面。
And so they all live in that compound.
那么后来啊，他就干了很多违法的事情。
And he did a lot of the things against the law.
所以这个美国联邦政府就是要把他取缔了。
And so FBI tried to seize them.
你知道在德州人人有枪的哈。
And so in Texas, there's everybody own a gun.
你到了德州就是每个人都开那个 pickup truck 哈。
And you can when you go to Texas, everybody drive a pickup truck.
然后都有枪的哈。
And they own a gun.
所以他们就跟联邦政府发生冲突哈。
And so they have a conflict or fighting with FBI.
那当然最后联邦政府攻进他的营地。
And so FBI finally attacked their compound.
那么最后他也死掉了。
And so he died in that fighting.
所以你就会发现很奇怪啊，这个很多的人会追随他的。
But it's interesting enough, a lot of people will follow him.
所以这个号召力啊，实在是令人感到非常的惊奇。
And you're surprised how the people will follow his teaching.
其实不光是美国，在中国，在亚洲都有这种异端的东西出来。
And besides in the United States, in the Asia, happened as well.
像以前的东方闪电，现在有叫全能神的这种各种各样的异端。
And there's so many different cults in China as well.
就像我说，越到了这个末日的时候，这些东西越多。
And so when we're at the end time, more those things will come up.
所以我们学会分辨，这个是我们基督徒属灵成长的一个非常关键的步骤。
So discernment is that crucial step to for believer to spiritual maturity.
那我们福音派的教会比较重视圣经的教导。
And evangelical pay great emphasis on the teaching of the Bible.
那这些异端呢，也常常从圣经入手的。
And so, but their heresy use the Bible as well.
但他教圣经呢，他不是把圣经全面的去讲解。
And when they teach Bible, they don't teach from a beginning to the end.
他只是把圣经的有一部分他拿出来讲。
They focus on certain aspect.
而且他断章取义。
And took out of context.
多以这种审判啊灾难啊来恐吓人。
And very often use the judgment disaster to intimidate people.
所以呢，彼得首先提醒我们说，你从他们的教导上可以分辨出他们是异端的。
And Peter reminds us that you can, through their teaching, know they are, the heresies.
那不但如此，而且你也可以从他们的行为上能看出来，他们教导的不合神的真理。
Beside their doctrine, you can see the behavior of those false teachers.
所以在第二节、第三节就讲到他们是邪淫的行为。
And you see they have a lot of sexual immorality.
那么第三节讲到说他们有贪心的。
And they're to talk about their covenants.
那么他们目的是要在你们身上怎么样取利。
And they will want to explore you and try to benefit themselves.
所以假教师的行为啊，大概体现在彼得所讲的这三个方面。
And there's a three manifestation of their false teaching.
因为在第十节也讲到他们会什么呀？他们会攻击这些正统的信仰。
First of all, they will attack the right doctrines.
如果他们一讲到说，你必须要来我的教会， 只有在这个教会你才能得救，你去别的教会你会不能得救的。
And very often they will attack other churches, say this is our church is the only right one. You cannot be saved from others.
你一听你知道这个是异端。
But once you know that's a cult.
然后我们教会就不会这样讲。如果你搬家去了别的地方，你同样可以去别的教会。
Our church will never preach like that. That if you move somewhere else, you can go to other churches.
只要是正统的福音派的教会。我们都是接纳，而且彼此我们都有来往。
As long as the Orthodox and the right teaching evangelicals.
那异端不是说，但是你只有必须要在我的教会你才能得救。
And heresy does not say that you have to be come to our church.
Yeah, 那么邪教的这个创办人一般都在教会中啊有这种至高无上的权威哈。
And so those founders usually have the highest authority.
而且他们自己称，有的甚至自己就说我是基督。
Very often they call themselves they are the Christ.
我是第二个基督。
I'm the second Christ.
第一个是男基督，我是女基督。
And very often say that's a male Christ, I'm the female Christ.
哎，各种各样的说法。
And there's a whole different thing.
教会的里面组织上也很混乱。
And their organization are very chaotic.
而且常常涉及到淫乱啊，多妻啊。
And very often involved with the sexual immorality and also polygamy.
那么有这种重婚罪，甚至是跟这种未成年人在一起。
And so sometimes bigamy and also marriage with underage girls.
而且他们的这个财务的管理上非常混乱。
And their financial management is very chaotic.
而且他们会控制会员的这种人身的自由。
And they will control their members' personal lives.
所以。人呢，都是生活在这个世界上，都是为欲望所苦的。
And very often, people living in desire and also suffer from desire.
所以这个欲望呢，有的时候可以给我们带来暂时的满足哈。
And the desire sometimes provide temporary satisfaction.
就像我说，那个罪有的时候不是坏事，因为你还是挺喜欢的哈。
And sometimes you kind of enjoy sin a little bit.
因为你罪可以给你带来一些满足的一些快乐的。
And sometimes can bring you temporary happiness.
但是那个东西是暂时的。
But remember that is temporary.
但是最终你要为它付出代价。
And you have to pay the price for it.
所以这种异端邪教里面，这种人的欲望就被无限的扩大。
And so you see those desire has been infinity expanded.
当一个人的权力跟欲望没有限制的话
And especially there's no limit of the desire.
那么就会给人造成很多的伤害。
And will bring a lot of damages.
不过有人也跟我说，哎呦，陈牧师，你不知道他们那个教会可有爱心了。
And so, Pastor Xin, you don't even know how loving that church is.
哎呀，他就是你要是去过他一次的教会，他们就是跟踪你就不断的哈。
And so once you go there, they will really do good follow up.
他一定要把你拉到那个教会。
And they will really want to bring you to that church.
但是你要知道那种教会。地方的那种组织，你是进去容易，你就出来难的。
And you have to remember those people. It's easy to enter that church. It's hard to get out.
因为他要笼络我们。
And because he really try to lure you.
要掳走我们。
And he want to capture you.
他不给我们有选择的自由。
He does not give you a choice to for your freedom.
所以我们要是摆脱人要摆脱这些欲望的控制，首先就要顺从圣灵的带领。
So if we want to get rid of those those desire that you have to follow, obey a Holy Spirit.
所以，如果有圣灵来代替欲望的话，我们就是一种不同的生活形态。
If the Holy Spirit that replaces the desire will have a different life.
就是为什么彼得在这一个彼得后书开篇就讲到了八种属灵的性格。
And that's why Peter talked about the eight characteristics of Christians.
所以我们顺从圣灵的带领，你就有从圣灵所结的果子。
And so you will bear fruits if you obey Holy Spirit.
你有什么样的生命，你就结什么样的果实。
You will bear the fruit according to the life you are in.
所以我们看到这些个异端邪教，你其实你就看他的生命就好了。
And so you look at those heresies and cults, look at their fruits.
如果他有从圣灵所来的生命，那他 那结出来的果子就是好的果子。
And so if you look at those people, if they have a bear good fruits from Holy Spirit, and you know that is from Holy Spirit.
如果你看到里面是邪恶，然后有淫乱，然后有争竞，有各种各样的事，你知道这个不是圣灵的果子。
And if you see fornication or see competitiveness, competing, you know that is a good fruit of Holy Spirit.
你就知道这个不是。没有基督的生命在他们里面。
And does not have a life of Christ.
所以这是我们分辨的一个很容易看到的一个标准。
And this is very easy to distinguish.
那有一个哲学家，我想大家都知道他的名字啊。
And there's one great philosopher, we all know his name.
他的名字叫尼采。
Nietzsche.
大家听说过哈。
And you probably all heard of his name.
那么他，你如果没听说过，你肯定知道这句话。他的有一句名言呢，那大家都知道的。
And you say this famous word.
他的名言就是上帝已经死了。
And God's dead.
他就宣告说上帝已经死了。
And he claimed God's dead.
但这个意思啊，常常被人误解哈。
And very often people misunderstood what he said.
他说上帝死了的意思不是说上帝不存在了。
And what he said God's dead does not mean God does not exist.
他是说上帝呢其实跟我们没有什么关系的。
He just basically said God has nothing to do with us.
所以我们可以自己管理自己的事情。
We can control our own life.
你不需要在道德上受这种圣经啊，这教导上帝的来约束。
And we do not need to have this bondage from the Bible's teachings.
他说受那种约束的话，你就会，这个是对人是不好的。
And it's not good for us.
那么他是这么样提倡的，他也是这么推行的。
So he claimed that he also encouraged others to do the same.
但是我们知道尼采的结局非常悲惨哈。
And he has a very sad ending.
他最后是发疯了啊。
He became crazy.
那么最后死掉啊。
And then he died.
Yeah. 所以我们知道说你认为上帝已经死了当然会发疯了啊。
And so if you think God's dead, then you will become crazy.
没有神的人就是这样的悲惨。
And so without God, then you will have a very sad ending.
所以弟兄姐妹我们仔细看哈，我们仔细去观察，我们知道我们该跟什么样的人，我们应该学什么样的人。
And so when we observe carefully, we need to see, if you want to follow someone, and you, what do you want to learn from it?
这里彼得提醒我们最重要的一个说，神的审判是不会迟延的。
And so you talk about God's judgment will never delay.
你看第一节他就讲到说，这些假教师的下场是速速的灭亡。
And then verse 1 talk about there will be swiftly destruction.
第三节又讲到说，这样的审判是怎么样，必然会速速来到。
And the verse 3 talk about their end comes quickly.
第十节又讲到说，更是如此。
And so the verse 10 said, yeah, that's going to happen.
而且彼得举了三个例子。
And Peter also gives three examples.
这三个例子讲到说神在历史上对罪的审判。
And talk about the God's judgment in the history.
我们生活在这个恩典的时代。
And we live in the period of grace.
那么是神在宽容我们。
And God is tolerant.
并不是说这些邪恶的事情神将来不会审判。
And that does not mean that God is going to without judgment in the future.
那第一个例子讲到天使的堕落。
And the first one talk about the fall of the angels.
那么是在第四节，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容。
And so it's in verse 4 that God did not, God wasn't intolerant.
说曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
And threw them in the black hole and waiting for the judgment.
这个不是讲到撒旦的堕落和撒旦堕落的那些天使。
This is not talk about the Satan's fall.
因为我们知道撒旦和那些天使现在在地上还是怎么样，还是自由行动的。
We know that Satan is still walking around.
这些天使是讲到在创世纪第六章一到四节，我们讲到那些神说那些神的儿子看到地上的女子美貌，他怎么样，他们就跟他们娶来嘛。然后就生下一些伟人，对不对
？And so it's in the Genesis to talk about those great men, then they have immoral sexuality and they bear children.
所以这是神对那些天使的审判。
And this is God's judgment to those angels.
这些天使是被关在地狱里面啊。
And they were thrown to hell.
那么在启示录第九章也讲到过说，到了末日的时候， 怎么样，地狱的那个坑会打开嘛，对不对？
And Revelation chapter 9 talk about the door of the hell will open.
那些天邪恶的先生会再出来在地上肆意的横行。
And those evil angels will continue to, in the world.
那么第二个就讲到大洪水时候人类的堕落。
And the second, you talk about the great flood.
那这个我们都知道挪亚方舟的故事。
And this is Noah's, ark.
那么这个时候只有挪亚一家八口可以得救。
And also the Noah's the eight people that were saved.
那接下来第三个讲到索多玛跟俄摩拉的毁灭。
And thirdly, talk about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那我们知道索多玛、俄摩拉的罪行达到天上，以至于上帝知道了，都亲自来查看。
And so it reached their sin reached all the way to heaven, and God to try to find out.
于是有火跟硫磺从天上降下，把两个城毁了。
And so there's a burning, burning them to ashes.
那么只有罗德和他的两个女儿得救。
Only Lot and his two daughters were saved.
所以我们看到说，神在审判的时候，他也怎么样，有拯救。
And so we talk about during the salvation, during the judgment, there's also salvation.
所以呢，审判跟拯救呢，是在圣经里面交替出现的两个主题。
And so salvation and judgment occur that interchangeably.
那么在这个末日的时候，神有审判，神也同样有拯救。
And besides there's judgment, there's also salvation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要持守自己的信仰。
We need to stand firm our belief.
要保守我们的救恩。
And really try to protect our salvation.
那让我们在信仰上我们能够坚固自己。
And so we can continue to stand firm in our belief.
那如何去识破这些假教师呢？
How can we discern those false teachers?
我们刚才说过，你可以从他的教导上，可以从他们的行为上看出破绽。
And so sometimes you can see their behaviors and their teachings.
其实也是刚才我们讲的，就是说我们看看我们他们是不是跟随耶稣的。
And so from that, the fruits, we can see whether they're the one follow Christ.
我们之所以得救啊，是我们跟随耶稣啊。
And the reason we're saved because we follow Jesus.
我们认耶稣是我们的主。
And we claim he is the Lord.
凡是不认耶稣的，那就不是出于神。
Whatever does not confess Christ is the Lord is not the one that do not know Christ.
所以我们要学习聆听神的声音。
So we need to really learn how to listen his voice.
所以我们有基督的灵在里面，那个灵就可以帮助我们来分辨。
If we have a spirit of Christ, that will can help us discern what's right and wrong.
那个其他的灵是不是从基督来的？
And whether other spirits are coming from Christ.
所以唯有从基督的灵才能识破那个敌基督的灵。
Only the Christ Spirit can see through the wrong teaching.
那在约翰一书啊四章一到三节这样讲。
And so in the first John, verse 1-3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信。
Dear friend, do not believe every spirit.
总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是。
And but test the spirit to see whether they are from God.
因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Because many false prophets have gone out in the world.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。
And this is how you can recognize Spirit of God.
从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
And so you can recognize that Jesus Christ.
凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神。
And for those every spirit does not acknowledge Jesus is from God.
这是那敌基督者的灵。
And this is the spirit of Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹讲得很清楚了。
And so this says very clearly.
我们怎么样分辨？凡是不认耶稣基督的，那就不是出于神。
And so whatever does not recognize, acknowledge Jesus is a Christ, is not from Jesus, from Christ.
那么我每一次开车啊，来这边的时候都路过 Ventura 那个地方哈。
And every time I would drive back from home to here, always pass in the Ventura.
其中不知道你们有很大的一个建筑物。
And there's a huge building.
那个建筑物的上面就写着一个牌子， 这叫 Scientology 科学教。
And so on the there's a big sign on that the building says Scientology。
你可能从来没有听说过这科学教是什么东西、啊。
And you might not ever heard about Scientology。
但你知道那个一个电影演员叫 Tom Cruise。
And you know a very famous actor Tom Cruise。
他就是信这个教的。
He is a member of the Scientology。
哎，而且好莱坞很多的明星啊，都是这个教。的成员哈
，and many Hollywood actor actress are the member of a Scientology.
虽然他人数不是很多，你知道他能量还真的蛮大的。
Even though they may not have a great members, but they have a lot of impact.
据说这些教会慢慢也渗透到亚洲哈。
And they are this is Scientology has infiltrated to Asia.
那么，在这个华人的圈子里也有开始有一些影响。
And so has impact some Chinese communities.
你看到他讲的时候。他也会讲各种各样的一些东西哈。
And they would say a lot of things that sounds make sense.
但是就像我们刚才讲的那个标准是，你一看你就知道他不认基督，他就不是属于神的教。
But then if they deny Christ, they are not coming from God.
所以这些事情就是发生在我们周围的事情。
And those things happen around us.
那么在我们居住的 Slow 这个地方，也常常有人会敲门。来跟你讲的哈。
And in slow, very often people will knock on your door.
那是耶和华见证人，对不对
？Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, 各种各样来跟你传教。
And they try to preach to you.
给你个小册子。
And give you a little booklet.
你小册子从头读到尾，你也没发现跟我们信的有什么不一样。
And even read the booklet, it seems that just like what we believe.
因为它差的那个东西就是一点点。
And the difference just a tiny little bit.
但是就是最关键那个地方。
But it's the main thing.
就是那个地方没有写在上面。
And they just do not put it in that booklet.
你还觉得他们挺有爱心，还挺不错。
And you feel that they're full of love. They are seems nice people.
但实际上他们是异端了。
And but they are cult.
或者严格的说讲，应该不是属于基督教的范畴之内的。
And so seriously, they are not in the under the under Christianity.
所以。虽然异端呢是伪装的，和我们正统的信仰非常的相似哈。
And so the even the cults are maybe there's some similarity, but are they are faked?
但是那些假教师是完全没有基督的见证的。
And but the false teacher never have any good testimonies.
这是一个很好的分辨方法。
And this is a very good way to discern.
那另外一个最好的测试的方法就是说，看他们是不是。怎么样去看待基督的哈
？And the other way to test them is how they treat Christ.
凡不认耶稣的，就不是出于神的。
And so if they don't accept Christ, they are not from Christ.
那我们知道这个韩国的教会，我们知道是蛮兴旺哈。
And you know the Korean has a their church are very flourish.
那么同时这个异端也很兴旺。
But they also have a lot of cults.
那么有一个异端呢，叫新天地的。
And so there's one is called a new heaven and earth.
不知道大家有没有听说过
？Have you heard of it?
那么其实，在洛杉矶也有的。
And in the there's one church in Los Angeles as well.
当然，它的总部是在首尔了。
And so their main church is in Seoul.
创办的人也是把他自己的地位就提高了哈。
And the founder elevate his position.
哎，他就是说他也是第二个基督了。
And he's the second Christ.
所以我们知道这些。事情我们听说了之后，我们就知道了我们测验的标准，我们很容易分辨。
So once you know how to the standard of a discernment, and you can tell whether they're from Christ or not.
其实分辨并不是很难的。
And it's not very difficult to discern.
只要我们提高警惕。
And so we have to be alert.
那么，凡是不认耶稣的，就不是出于神。
If they deny Christ, it's not coming from God.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你借着彼得后书再一次提醒我们，我们怎么样来提防异端的侵袭。
And to through the Second Peter that you remind us how we can defend the heresy.
求主你恩待保守我们教会的每一位。
And to take care and have a mercy on every member of our church.
愿我们都有属灵分辨的能力。
So we have a spiritual discernment.
所以我们知道哪些是正统的信仰，哪些是异端学说。
And what is the right doctrine? What is a heresy?
求主，你保守我们啊，在这个世代末日的时候。
And continue to protect us from this end time.
当有很多的异端学说兴起的时候
And there's a lot of heresy that is very flourishing.
愿我们在主内可以站立得稳
So we can stand firm in you.
保守我们在耶稣基督里所得到的美好的盼望
So that we will have this beautiful hope in Christ.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子
Until the day Christ's second coming.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.